It's KX 93.5, it's Laguna's only FM station. Now, listen. It's Passover. That's what that music's for. Hey, if you're Jewish today, or any day, actually, if you were Jewish yesterday and you intend to be Jewish tomorrow, happy Passover to you today. A very good Pesach, as we say in the old lingo. Got a good, heartwarming Jewish story for you now. It's good on this. Everybody will enjoy this. It's interfaith. A man entrusted to give talks at Polish schools about Judaism and lead Jewish prayers was neither a rabbi nor even Jewish. The man who called himself Jakub ben Nistel from Haifa in Israel was in fact a Catholic cook named Jacek Nizota. The bearded man with side locks and the whole deal, the wide-brimmed hat, he's disappeared now from the Polish city of Poznan, but the small Jewish community there still thanked him for his help. Polish media uncovered the apparent deception after the rabbi was interviewed on TV. Not a smart move, that. You don't want to be, if you're posing as a rabbi, you don't want to be centre of attention. Someone from his hometown, Sichenov, had recognised him and he then just disappeared, couldn't be contacted again. Alicia Kobus, president of Poznan's Jewish community, told journalists that no one had thought to check the rabbi's identity. They never said, where's your ID card? Let's see the rabbi ID card. I admire his determination, she said. He'd learnt Hebrew, the Jewish traditions and prayers, all through listening to Israeli radio. She bore him no ill will, she added, as he'd never accepted a single zloty, that's the currency of Poland, for his work in the community. His dark beard and side locks must have been dyed, she said, as they later found out that the fake rabbi was, in fact, blonde. I love that story. I've been working on a cocktail.